3, 2, 1. When I was a senior in high school, we studied a poem about life in the city. The teacher adamantly stressed the poem was an allegory about the American dream. Few in the class agreed with her opinion, but after all, she was the teacher and she knew best. Well, it just so happened the author of the poem was invited to speak to the class. And sure enough, someone asked him if there was any significant meaning behind this particular poem. And guess what he said? No, it was just a simple little poem about life in the city. No hidden messages, no symbolism, no allegory. The point here is that in many instances, what we get out of a book or movie or television program is what we bring into it. What the book burners and book deniers seem to forget is that people don't read books in isolation, and the material contained in the book or movie or television program is not the only messages kids or adults are getting. I cannot imagine a family in which there's not been some minimal level of pro-social education. Hurting people is wrong, drugs are not good for you, violence is not the best way to solve a problem. And if a child or adult does seem to exist on a steady diet of, for example, violence, I would want to ask why. Why is that person so fascinated by stories with excessive violence? Now, there are some books I don't think are fit for human consumption, and there are books that are suitable for a 16-year-old that are not appropriate for a 6-year-old. Book censorship is wrong, whether it's conservatives banning books because of excessive violence or liberals banning books because of racial stereotyping. Instead of banning books, perhaps the censors ought to do a better job of explaining why the values they protest are wrong. That way we can have both open minds and open books. I'm Larry Burris.